Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. Tonight is our nursing home show. And let me tell you, one of these days I'm going to be real happy to say, hey, we got rid of them. Everybody jump up for joy. But it's not today. But we can all join together and have some, you know, happy moments, some sad moments. And today I unfortunately have to bring you a sad moment. I don't know if I mentioned it on last night's show, but, you know, my husband's good cousin, you know, passed away. And thankfully she didn't have to go into a nursing home, but she could have easily because she was on a respirator for a little bit. They took her off the respirator, and that's the iffy area, depending on if the person, you know, survives or not. If they survive and they're in this, like, I call it like a pseudo stage of consciousness, if they can hear you, if they react to you, if they eat, all of these things come into play when, you know, if they're going to put them in a nursing home or not. And it's really sad. To me, I'd rather be brought, you know, back to my own apartment and put me on like a hospice type thing and just don't feed me. Let me be amongst my family and that would be it. That'd be the end, you know, because I just don't want to be kept artificially alive, you know. I'd rather just be amongst my family and my close friends. And actually, it may sound crazy. I'm a little crazy anyway. I'd want some, you know, music on, like party music. Sounds absolutely insane. But I want to go with happiness. I don't want to go leave this world without love and happiness, because that's what you're going into, hopefully, a beautiful world of kind and love and happiness. So that's what everybody wishes for, and that's what I believe in. So, you know what, I'm hoping, you know, I'm praying that Chris's cousin Vicky, you know, is going towards a beautiful moment in the sky, you know, and somebody's meeting her. You know, because she really was a beautiful person. Yeah. But we're going next week sometime probably to the funeral, and that should be good. And hopefully she's already met, you know, Peter at the gates of heaven, as if it were, you know. But right now I say a little prayer for her family to, you know, get to the point where they can feel a little bit better. But she's at rest. You know?
Caller.
Sorry. Spam. Don't you love it when it comes at the wrong time when I'm operating the board? Anyway, I still keep my... It sounds crazy because they want to still shove my aunt into a nursing home at any time because she has... Once you have a diagnosable condition, you know, as somebody who could go into a nursing home at any time, she has Alzheimer's. So I always keep it on because I'm her healthcare proxy, or in some states like she has it there in Florida, you are her healthcare advocate. It's a little different, but it's similar. In New York, it's a healthcare, you know, proxy, and in Florida, it's patient advocate. And it's really, you know, it just feels weird because in Florida, they have much less than they do in New York. And I wish one day that we get something where it's done throughout the United States and it's called one thing so people aren't confused, you know, and it covers everything. I want something full encompassing and not let anybody, you know, be left out. I felt so left out when we had a good friend, and I'm not going to mention it because everybody will know this. We felt sort of left out with a good friend, Frank, and I, when we, you know, were talking about him, and yet we couldn't even, you know, speak to the healthcare proxy and ask them to actually let us have healthcare rights. And we even talked to him. He was so out of it at that moment, and we ended up losing him, and he was a good person, but we just couldn't, you know, shake him to the point that he would want us to help him out. That's a very personal decision, when you were actually deciding a healthcare proxy. But the thing that bothers me the most, they don't explain it well to people. Oh, here's your thing. Pick up two people, you know, one, you know, your emergency backup, the other one, you know, covering for that person. It's a deep decision. Should not be done by just giving somebody a piece of paper while you're in a hospital. Sometimes people who are blind like myself and Frank cannot see these papers. So we were signing them, like, and we're hurried into the surgical rooms, we're hurried to our floor, and then you just go, wait a sec, what the heck did I just sign? And that is a problem. That's a big, big problem in my eyes, literally, that you need more time with it. And then they're hounding you for that stupid paper. And you know what? I've told them right now, I want my husband to come. I want him to read it with me. And we did that for the surgery that I recently had. And my husband was there. I felt better. I felt, listen, if I couldn't read something with a magnifying glass that I bought, my husband was there to say, no, 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 you don't want that. Or yes, 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 that's what we need. Because you could sign without even knowing it that you want, you know, something to feed you. Meanwhile, feeding you is keeping you alive. See, these are the, and without, say, for example, without cognition, you have no brain activity left, and you're going to be kept alive for the rest of your life on food. No, that ain't happening on me, at least. Other people may want that. You know, that's up to them. You know, they will soon pass away eventually when the digestive tract does, you know, have a problem with it. But why wait that long? I mean, I don't know. I think it's just so inhumane to you know, have people not die naturally. I mean, it's not natural to die. Let's, you know, get that straight. But, you know, at least let it be done without the hands of, you know, human at it. That's how I feel. I'm starting to sound like Frank a little bit now. That's about it. So Frank should be on soon. And we do have somebody who's on now. Oh, here, speaking of the devil, here he is. Okay, he's not a devil. He's a good guy. He is Frank. And he is my co-host for the evening on the Wednesday nights. So here he comes, Frank Perino. Hello there, Frank.
All right, in a sight. Sorry I'm late, world. I fell asleep on the job.
Yes, he did. So how you doing tonight?
Good, good. I want to appeal to all the groups that demonstrated in the past on these nursing homes.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. Now, we've had all kinds of demonstrations, mostly from ADAPT, you know. And I'm sorry to say that they really didn't accomplish much. Well, evident by the fact that the nursing homes are still here.
Upright.
Not only that, more money than ever has been poured into them.
Right.
Now, you know, we live and learn, so there's nothing wrong, there's nothing about, I'm not bringing this up to put down these people or to criticize them.
No, by no means.
I'm bringing it up because now I believe, and Inner Sight believe, this is a brand new idea that can benefit everybody, you know, and if we all get together and speak of one voice, now you have several of these politicians. I heard today that a group of Republicans are getting together to raise money to stop some kind of a move by the Democrats in New York. I don't know. You know, it's probably some kind of political crap, you know. But the point is, to come together with this message, you know, nobody wants the nursing home. Now, when I say nobody, I mean I'm talking about people who are going to be the victims of the nursing homes.
Yeah.
Right? Understand who I'm talking about here. The people who are the potential victims, the disabled, the elderly. None of us want these places, all right? Now we're a big block of votes. What do you got?
Yes,
30, 40 million now disabled?
Yeah. No, it's more than that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we
have
to stand up.
I'm sorry.
We have to stand up together and plan. I'd like to see us plan a demonstration for the spring or early summer.
Yeah.
And, you know, people don't necessarily have to come out. You can do it on Skype. You can do it so many different ways now, online and all that.
Oh, yeah.
But the message should be, if you don't propose a law to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing and liberate people, we are not going to vote for you.
That's right.
That should be the message from every disabled person in this country. You know, to get these places. And at the same time, make a move so that nobody can tamper with our disability benefits.
That's the most important.
Yeah, because if you're going to get help from these agencies, how are you going to get help if there's stupid rules that says, you know, if somebody gives you or puts in your name $1,000 to help you, right away, they're going to deduct that, and you're going to be right back where you started from.
The only way
what
you
good
can
is
keep
it?
That, I found out, is if you have a burial account. It's the only way. See how it's all set up for your death? It's so sad. It's so creepy. It's so, I can give you so many adjectives to that notion, and it just makes me so angry. Why are you making it set up for people's death? Set it up for their lives. It don't make sense.
Yeah, well, that too. You know. So, the groups out there, and I'm sure that there are people in these groups that hear this show. It's got to be. Got to be. Over 100,000 listeners. There's got to be some people who are members of these groups or who have been members who hear this show. We need a new approach on this.
Yeah, we do.
Evident and obviously, you know, because the old approach hasn't worked.
Yeah.
It hasn't done a damn thing.
The more you
get, the nursing homes are still here.
Well, I'm going to explain quickly. The more you get people to, well, mostly the government and the agencies, I'm going to specify clearly, the more you get them to help you, the more you're indebted to them. And that's something that's very
serious.
Well,
yeah, remember that woman who called last night? She was right on the money with it.
Yes, she was.
Why did we let the government get control of us like this?
That's right. We're indebted to them, big time.
Every time there was a meeting, even with the Americans with Disability Act, look at that.
That was terrible.
We didn't get any. What did we get out of that? That should have gotten rid of the nursing homes.
That should have, yeah.
Number one.
Right.
And a law to protect people
the
with denied service
living. All of it. Mm-hmm. You're right.
The disabled community has allowed the government to take over our lives.
Yes, we did. Big time.
And now it's 1,000 times harder to change it.
I'm hoping that the experience of, you know, this virus, I'm just going to leave it at that because there could be many other viruses coming after that. You don't know. So, you know, as part of, like, germ warfare or something, we don't know what's going to come in the future. But what we've got to do is get to a point in our lives where we're not going to accept just any old thing as normal. We're not. We have to sit down and think, okay, we have all this, you know, stuff around us that is causing a weakened immune system, okay? And how are we going to stop our, you know, from weakening more, okay? And this bothers me to no end, just thinking about, you know, the things that have been just left out this time around. And not, we're not, we can't even have access to it. And it being paid. That's a problem in my eyes. I mean, I don't know.
Well, there are two ways that this system's going to change.
Yeah.
One way, which is a very hard way to get, because disabled people are known for sitting around and babbling.
Mm-hmm.
See, you cannot sit around and babble if you want to attack this problem.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have a precise plan. Everybody has to be on the same page. You
That's
designate
right.
a spokesperson, and you go. You know, no, if, and, or, but, maybe this, maybe that. No. A definite plan. That's one way. The other way is that if Inner Sight gets the money.
Right.
Because that's what we're going to do. If we get any substantial money, we're going to rock this system to hell.
Yes, we are. I know that.
So those are the two ways.
Yeah.
And who's to say which one's going to happen first?
That's what I was just thinking, actually. What would be the most comfortable or for us, and who? What's going to happen first?
But it has to be a precise decision and a program where everybody is together and on the same page. Otherwise, it's going to be knocked down, and it's going to be the same old stuff.
Yes, it
same
will.
Old stuff.
Or the money will be offered again. And that's when people have to be strong, okay? That's when you have to be really strong and say, listen, we're not here for just the money. We're here for making disabled people free at once and protecting the money that they, you know, they get on a regular basis. Because the only criteria that should be for that money is that you're disabled, period. No story.
No, when I was in Washington years ago, when June Roberts was alive, dear friend, they were demonstrating, and they had some kind of a saying, mi casa, you know.
Yes, okay.
And in other words, they wanted more money to keep people in their own home, all right?
Right.
So I think they as far as I know, they may have gotten more money. But that made it worse.
Yeah.
Because you still had the freaking nursing homes hanging over your head. What the hell good is that? You know? If you still have the places there that you can be put into.
See, what
they missed the whole point of it.
It's true. What needs to be done is, first and foremost, we need to keep our disability, and second, and probably done simultaneously, is to say to these nursing home owners, that's it, no more. Your heyday is over, but what we've got to do so you continue making your own money is consider converting these, you know, nursing homes straight into accessible housing. You'll have a big market. They have to know that they'll continue to make money. And if they do know that, then they're probably more likely to do it and make it possible and actually help the, you know, us as a movement to make this happen. See,
well,
right,
everybody
now,
has
stand,
to change.
Oh, everything has to change.
It's all
everything,
about
everything.
Change. You
yeah.
know? And the change has
it,
to be
some are scared, I think.
To
they're
benefit everyone.
All their money. And I could see that happening in some cases. And in other cases, some are willing to do it because they find that nobody is, you know, staying in their nursing homes, they're getting out. So, I mean, it's a big, you know, to do. You know, people are really concerned.
You have to get... You have to make the legislators realize that people are not going to vote for them if they continue supporting these nursing homes.
That's right.
And you got the only way to do that is with one voice.
Yes, one voice, everybody together. I don't care if you don't like the people who are on the wheelchairs. I don't care if you don't like the blind people. I don't care what you think. Everybody, we're all disabled. We join together and we come out with one voice on one thing at that moment. And we get it done and then we move on to the next thing. And that's it. You just get each done as you go along. You know, you have to have one voice.
Yeah, so we're appealing to these groups.
Yeah.
But we also have a backup plan. And that backup plan is that we're trying to get the money to stop, to get rid of these nursing homes. You know? That's the other way to do it. In other words, embarrass the hell out of these people enough that they won't want to have a nursing home.
That's a good one. That's the truth.
See? So it depends. Let the chips fall where they may.
That's true.
I don't care which way it happens. It doesn't matter to me.
I just hope that it happens.
The main thing is that it happens.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
But I'm not going to, I'll tell you one thing, Inner Sight's not going to be a part of sitting around and debating this thing.
No, me neither.
For hours and hours and hours. I
no,
won't be a part of that.
Done.
To me, that's a waste of time.
I'm not
going to
be part of it either. You know what? Because that debate has been around for ages. Forget it. It ain't happening now.
Yeah.
It should have been done ages ago, that debate.
Of course
you
it should have been
now
done.
Now is not the time.
Nobody came up with the idea.
That's right.
When I was
nobody
in Washington...
Nobody came up with the idea. Nobody wanted it.
When I was in Washington, I felt that there was something seriously wrong, and I couldn't even put my finger on it. And then it occurred to me, you know, why are people going to nursing homes? And the answer is simple, because those nursing homes exist.
Yeah.
They didn't exist. You couldn't go there.
That's right. We were talking about that, and I was telling you how fearful I am that they'll trap me in there.
And these
and
groups
I,
weren't
said,
doing
yeah,
anything
they,
to get rid of the nursing homes.
That's right. But they said, you know, you said to me, you know what? If we get rid of them, you won't go in there. I said, you're darn right. That's the right.
Yeah,
you're darn
it's
right.
Simple
about
as
that. Yeah. Then somebody said to me,
so there
you
have it.
Where do you put all these people? In their own home. What do you think we'll put all these people? Or you'll get them a home, for that matter. You'll make a home for them. You know? That's
how are you gonna get the you know, offset the cost? Let these agencies start raising the damn money.
Well, they have
what
the
hell do they do anyway? They don't do anything for us.
That's right, but
they use us.
Have the money already, and it's just stocked up in there doing nothing. And that's the thing that makes my heart bleed in that sense. I sit there and I say, why isn't the money being distributed? There's no why in there. They just don't distribute it. And that's a problem.
Huh.
You know? How I feel.
That's the whole thing. Right there.
Yeah.
All right. In a sight, I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. I want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for helping us keep the show on the air. Their phone number is 631-880-7929. And we're brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, Tom River, New Jersey, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004, Adopt an Akita. And let's see, Kennedy Realty, my buddy out there in Islip, New York. You want to buy a house, sell a house, get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Some of the people who help us all year long to keep the show on the air, we appreciate it. And, of course, Inner Sight, who puts money into the account to help pay the phone bill and the email and all that. I want to thank our buddy Bill, who sponsors the website.
Which is awesome.
All right. All these people and a lot more.
I do the special effects on the and cut back the audio and the and also the a lot of stuff having to do with blog and actually our TV show when it's on. So I enjoy that as more like a hobby. But
yeah,
I
well, the TV show. Hopefully, they're going to get that studio open soon.
Oh, they said. That's good. I enjoy
that. Get back on the air with that. Get some new shows up there. That would help.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
This cause with these nursing homes. I want to get people who we've gotten out of the nursing homes.
Of the nursing homes, yeah.
To speak up.
I
want to
get Mary there and Maureen, both of them. Yeah. I want to give Mary.
So hopefully, with the spring coming.
Yeah.
The television studio will open up again so we can film some new programs. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. This is the nursing home program, so you want to direct it toward that.
We have Anthony waiting,
we'd
so
appreciate
I might want to just sneak him in for a little bit. He's been waiting 28 minutes. So I want to get him on.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Anthony.
All right, so let's take a call.
Yeah, here he comes. Oops, here he is.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hello.
How you doing?
How's everything? I'm okay. I'm just taking it easy. So, you know, I mean, we're at a difficult, stage in our life as disabled people because, I feel like, things are at a standstill and no one, is doing anything, enough with these nursing homes except Inner Sight. And, it's a shame. But, everybody loves Inner Sight, but, they all know that, we are only, one small fragment of society that needs, more help from other people to join in on the fight and make the change, It's going to take a village, and it's not going to happen overnight, and it's not going to happen right away. It's something that's, going to take time, and, it's sad that people are living like that. And I feel bad because, I'm at home laying on my couch as I do this show and, talk on the phone. But, other people are in their beds, uncomfortable, lying in their own waste, lonely, by themselves, with no family, only occasional visitors, And this is the kind of lives they have to be subjected to, And these other organizations don't care, you know. They are only there as a job, and they work from 9 to 5 and come in and work their hours and go home and talk the same bureaucratic nonsense. And they don't care because they don't have disabilities and they walk, and they don't know what it's like to be disabled, and they're not going to be in a nursing home for years. I'm sorry?
Unless they become disabled themselves.
Yeah, but, I mean, it could happen, but it probably won't to most people. So, you know, it's so many years off that they don't worry about it, you know what I mean? And it's our lives and our, you know, case of, you know, people who are stuck in a nursing home, and it doesn't really affect them. And in order to really be concerned about these issues, you have to be affected by it and have family in nursing homes and, you know, and care passionately about it, and they don't. So, you know, if, you know, you believe in these organizations and you want to keep dealing with them and you love them, then, you know, I understand, you know, your feelings of, you know, I guess love and having the right to feel the way you do about an organization and wanting to continue donating to them, but they're not going to make any changes. They never have. The only thing they ever change is their website. So, you know, we don't, you know, have big money like that, and that's why, you know, they do so much better than us, because we're small, and, you know, that's the way it's always been. And, you know, they have all kind of departments, and they have, you know, a legal department, they have a publications department, they have, you know, a department that can build ramps for people, you know, if they're well off enough and, you know, you're in a situation where you're part of the organization and you need that. But we don't have that. And so, you know, we don't get recognized enough. And I think, unfortunately, you know, people pick on us as a group because, you know, we're small, and they don't pay attention to us enough because we're not a big name. So we get, you know, shoved aside. We get shoved aside and hung up on and, you know, told that, you know, we have to wait for this or that, or they're not going to pay for whatever it is that you need, you know, or find necessary. And it's a shame, but they don't care because, you know, they figure that, you know, well, you know, nobody really cares unless you, you know, are a big, you know, corporate conglomerate like a television station or radio station. Yes.
My question to you is, what makes you think that it will always stay that way?
Because, Suzanne, it's been this way since I was a child. Disabled people have lived, you know, with the system the way it is and off of the system. And, I mean, I really hate to tell you this, but few people that are in power really ever talk about it. I've never heard a politician really talk about it. The only thing I've heard them talk about is wanting to make cuts, you know, and cutting costs to home care and you know, not making the home care agencies rich and things like that. But it's not really anything that would benefit us. It's, you know, the Medicaid redesign team, you know, cutting back on costs for medication, and, you know, seniors have to work longer, and you have to invest more into your Social Security, and, you know, you're not getting any more of a COLA increase if you get SSI, and if you do, it's not much, and every year, and every year, you know, the cost of fuel didn't go up, so you don't need an increase, and on and blah, blah, blah. So it's really the same way. if you think about it, you know, what much have they changed in our lives? What has improved? I mean, we have the CDPAP program for home care, big deal. You know, they pay you
and
you don't get the benefits. I'm sorry?
So we do their work for them by hiring people and training people and doing all that with CDPAP. There's nothing that has really changed. In fact, it's gotten worse.
Right, and that doesn't help us because it is completely reliant on us, you know, coordinating our own case. So when we run out of people, they don't help us. And then, you know, you get an aid from the agency, and then, you know, you're subjected to having a million people in and out of your home, and that's not fair that you won't take a replacement every day of your life because the aides need to work, and, you know, you'll have coordinators call you and tell you, you know, he or she needs more money, you know, should get more hours, the people are not going to want to work for that many hours, and, you know, you are subjected to living like a prisoner because it's all about, you know, so-and-so wants to work Christmas, well, this one wants to work Thanksgiving, and da-da-da-da, and you're subjected to basically kissing everybody in society's butt, you know, to try and maintain home care until you die, basically, and then they, you know, move on to the next client and do the same thing. But, you know, people have become accustomed to these agencies and adapted to them, and I think that, you know, when, like I said, when things have become so molded in people's lives and you know, we're saturated with it, you know what I mean? And, you know, people will wake up in the morning and say, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm so sick of this. This system needs to change. I need my own life. I need my own independence. I need this. I need that. And then, you know, sooner than later, they'll eventually just settle in because they've done it for so long that they, oh, who cares anymore? I have my own problems. I'm sick. I'm old. I'm disabled. I have no family. I need somebody. And I don't care as long as you send somebody to, you know, do whatever it is they're going to do.
Yeah, let me interject something here. While it's true that we don't have the buildings, we don't have the money, we don't have the wherewithal that most of these agencies have. What we do have is something that they don't have.
That's right.
We have the guts. We have the power to say to a nursing home, you're gonna abuse our people, we're going to expose that. You know, we're going to put it around the world, you know, and eventually, let me tell you something, eventually that's going to catch on and somebody's going to see it and they're going to say, hey, this organization is right.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what's going to happen. I've seen it happen in the past and history does repeat itself.
Well, listen,
so we have
also,
that
remember?
Powerful drive.
Yeah.
That nobody else has, that the other agencies do not have, they can't have, because they're controlled by the state. And that's our strong point. And that's what we drive home every night, every weeknight on this show.
Remember,
and that's
going to
make the
I
difference.
Called you. I called you back, and I said to you, Frank, guess what? We got 15,000 people on our petition. He goes, no, you're reading it wrong. Your eyes are bad. Read it again. Remember that time? And that was the story.
Oh, the while back, yeah, on the
Now we have 75, 76. Yeah, but that everybody was supporting it because they saw Frank's vision. They saw what was happening to him. They knew what was happening to him, and they felt it by the way Frank was explaining it. And
yeah, but Suzanne,
sometimes it doesn't click. But that night it clicked.
Why hasn't there been change already, Suzanne? Why hasn't there been change already?
Because we've got the wrong people in there.
Yeah.
You have the wrong people in these agencies, and you have the wrong politicians in these positions.
Frankly,
that's why
they say we shouldn't use God's name in vain, but for God's sake, when are we ever going to get the right person in there that doesn't talk, you know, a bunch of garbage, a bunch of nonsense, or a bunch of baloney, or a bunch of something?
We have to take the people out. Period. Done.
Yeah, but you get them out of office, and then you get somebody else who doesn't do anything or doesn't even mention it.
No, what I was talking about when I first came on the air, the disabled community has never stood up as one voice and says, hey, if you don't do so-and-so, we're not going to vote for you.
Right.
See? That has never been done because there's never been one message. It's always been mixed.
Frank,
we've been people get doing stupid things like getting arrested. What good is that to?
They think it's going to draw attention. I mean, people have done that for years. People's feet are sore, Frank. They can't stand anymore. They, you know, they're on crutches. They're in wheelchairs. It's hot. You know, it's cold. People want to go home. People get thirsty. People get hungry. People have to go to the bathroom. You know, I mean.
Yeah. Well, now they don't even have to go out to demonstrate.
Yeah,
they
but
no, it's
online.
Better than
you know,
they
the
see,
thing is
yeah.
the message.
Yeah.
The oneness of the message is what it is. That has never been done before. Remember?
Well, the reason why, and I'll tell you straight up, people gravitate to the type of disability that they have, and that could be their downfall. So, for example, if I were to gravitate, I'd be going to everybody because I have a little bit of everything, unfortunately. But if I, you know, and it's sad that way that they just go to whatever. And what needs to be done is we are all disabled. Let's do this together. And that's the problem right there. We
yeah,
will
I
have
see
such
it
a
as,
loud voice.
Yeah, I see it as we're all disabled too.
Right.
And even though, you know that I have cerebral palsy and I don't have every disability, you know, I think a lot of people have, and I have experienced being in the hospital. I know what it's like to need care. You know, I have been in you know, situations where I wasn't taken care of properly in the hospital, for example, the way that I felt that I should have been. But, you know, the excuse that a lot of people make is that, you know, it's only for temporary care and you'll only be there for a short time. But, you know, I think we all know what it's like to be neglected. You know, whether from a hospital or a nursing home or maybe something went wrong in the hospital that we weren't, you know, our medical issue wasn't taken care of properly or you know, we weren't given, you know, an adequate medication to address our medical issue. You know, we all know what it's like.
That shows
you know,
that people don't belong in those places.
No, they don't. But as much as you know, people sue them, Frank, they still exist. You know, I don't know how.
Because the disabled community hasn't done anything to get rid of them. What
That's
have they done
the
to get rid of them?
Nothing.
Right. But, Frank, a lot of disabled people who, you know, care are, besides signing the petition, are homebound. And, you know, other than signing the petition, they can't get out. To do anything else to protest
you don't
or
have
rally.
To get out. You don't have to get out.
Mm-hmm.
That's got nothing to do with it anymore. You have to
right.
have one voice
message.
And one message.
Right.
That's
so say,
the main
for example,
thing.
We all
well,
are
I,
for freedom
I,
of our benefits that we keep it all. We keep all our benefits, right? That's what we all have to mention. We all have to be under one message that we're keeping our benefits. Not one person in the middle of it says, oh, we're keeping our benefits and we'll throw in something else while we're at it. How about we want to take down the nursing homes? That's a separate message there. And needs the devotion you know, by itself.
Well, I think we're all together on it, but, I mean, most of us are. But I think with any issue, Frank, you know, you're going to have a lot of people that agree with you and some that don't. You know, you can't, it's no matter what you do in life, it's impossible to change the, you know, opinions and views of everyone in the world, you know, just like some people
well,
are.
If they want to get rid of the nursing homes, they're going to have to do it. Otherwise, how else do you get rid of them? Tell
right,
me.
Right, but.
What's a better way to get rid of them than what Inside is proposing?
But then, I don't know, but then what happens with those that think that the nursing home should still exist? You know?
Well,
then let them
think
that. But that doesn't mean they have to be there.
Right.
Right. But
People think things all the time.
That
doesn't mean it's got to be there.
That would lobby to keep those places open, either because they don't want to deal with their family members in their home, or they work there, or they just think
okay.
they were crazy.
I have a solve to that. All right. You're saying that they don't want to see their family member because they don't want to see them demise. And I had many experiences with that. I'm not going to tell you who, but I've had many experiences with that. Right?
No, Suzanne,
not many
I'm not
people
saying
want to
that.
See their family member demise. Okay.
I'm not
but
talking about demise.
Member,
I'm saying that
member,
they don't want to take care of them. And as long
it.
As they don't have to take care of them, then, you know, they're happy. It doesn't mean
what
that they want
they
to
don't
play.
Have to take care of them.
But
if the money
they,
is there.
If they were in their home, it would make them uncomfortable because they have to deal
no,
with
you don't
an
have
age.
To put it in their own
no,
home.
No, no, no. They'd be in their own home. What do you mean?
That's
within,
right.
Why would they have to be in somebody else's home?
Right. If they're in their
own
home,
home,
Frank, then they have to depend on an aide that may or may not come. And that's what they do all the time.
You have to have more than one aide involved into the care. And I'll tell you, I was thinking
Suzanne,
about this. I'm thinking about it carefully.
I have had more aides in my life than people have had. I don't even know what. But it never
what
seems to be
if
enough.
If you have the funding available, believe me, the aide will be there.
They don't want
to
give us the funding because the system is all about just keeping our heads above water and keeping us from drowning in poverty. I understand that.
It has to change.
But
it has to change.
Suzanne, any time you depend on members of society, and I don't care what agency you go to or whatever, there's always going to be people that are not going to show up, that are going to be lazy, that are going to this, that are going to that. And there are
going
to
be people.
And you get
rid of those people and you get better people.
Right.
That's
you get, right. And people come and go and this and that. And either the disabled person gets tired of it or the family gets tired of it or the family gets tired of hearing the disabled person complain about it. And they all eventually wind up in the person's house anyway. If it's not because of the aid, it's for financial reasons or, you know, whatever it is that they're not
well,
comfortable
it
with.
It doesn't matter what house they're in as long as the damn nursing homes are not there.
I understand.
Now you can't go to a nursing home. They don't exist. So you gotta be in a home situation of your own. There's the answer.
Right, but
which
then it would
not.
Rely on it then it would rely on the government providing
no,
help.
No, 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 no.
The
agencies
people.
The agencies would be raising the money. The disabled
also,
people could opt
don't you think
to help the agency
agencies
raise the money.
But even if you still even if you depended on them for money and they raised it, whatever, and you got everything you wanted, you would still depend on humanity, Frank, which cannot be
well,
relied upon 100%.
Well, everybody's got to depend on humanity. Where
yes,
do we live?
But they would
one
still...
One thing happens,
they,
both of you.
You're not
going to
depend on animals.
There's so many people getting neglected, regardless
the,
of whatever you
me.
Do, Frank. There are a lot of people that feel that because of the circumstances, it's a hopeless cause
No matter what you do for people, they're always going to feel that way. Some people are always going to feel that way. There's nothing you can do about that. You can't dwell on that. You have to dwell
on changing the system.
No,
it's a fact. It's not dwelling. It's
the
in
system.
If you are part of the system, if you have worked for these agencies, if you are disabled, it's
Wait
in your face every
now
day.
Gotta,
every time
Anthony,
you look around, it's in your face. Yes.
Well, listen to me a second, Anthony. There are certain people who just go by the rules and this and that and never really live their lives. Okay? Now, we're giving ample opportunity for people to live their own lives by getting their own house, getting people, you know, to come and help them. Now, if you could hire your own person, what would you have in that person? For me, it would be a person that would want to, you know, not bow down at every command that I say. Oh, maybe we'll do that later or whatever. No,
Suzanne,
I want somebody who's there for me.
We want
you know?
To. We would love that. But regardless of how much we try, it doesn't work out. Because when we are born, Suzanne, usually we are able to do everything for ourselves, and we are we were supposed to be that way originally. You know what I mean? That's why
but
we have hands.
But don't you think these agencies have made our lives worse? And I'll tell you why. Oh, don't listen to them.
I agree.
They're just disabled. Okay?
Right.
That,
I agree.
That bothers me.
Right,
okay.
I agree.
And
right.
if we change that there, okay, along with enforcement of it. Now, if you hear an agency saying this, you see an agency
there
doing
isn't
this,
much enforcement you can do,
that's the
Suzanne,
you
because
understand?
You only get after the person who's responsible for it. The agency only gets fined if they do something wrong. If the aid doesn't
you gotta
show
hire,
up,
you got to hire people who are of an inner sight mentality.
But, Frank, it is not possible
that's gonna keep,
for
that's
every
gonna keep
human
away
being
the
to go to every case every day. And there are people who cannot survive without it. So if you get rid
yes,
of the nursing homes, what would happen to those people? I'm sorry, Suzanne, I missed what you said.
I said I realize that, and the thing is, I am putting my not life, but I don't know a better word to use. I'm putting everything on the line. I'm putting all in, like you'd put at Vegas. I'm putting all in on this one, all right? And I'm going to say that I've been through every gamut of everything so far. There might be somebody worse than me out there, but I've been through home care. I've been through being in a nursing home. I've been through, you know, my sight being gone, my hearing being gone, okay? I've been through my not being able to move at one point. I was quadriplegia. I've been through my you know, having neuropathy, the peripheral nervous system, and an exorbitant amount of pain.
I hear you,
Suzanne. Okay,
I've
been through all of it.
My heart
you know what?
And
I never
soul into it, too. I've been through it. I've complained to the agencies. I've complained
right.
to the state.
You don't complain
I've had
to them
good people come
anymore.
And go. Well,
now it's time for action.
Well, when there are issues, which I know that they address, I do. But you move on from person to person, and it's still the same thing. Suzanne, I put
but
all I have
had
into
the
this,
answer.
Too. There is
you
no
never had the money
perfect answer.
In your own account
they,
for your AIDS.
They don't want to give it to us, Frank. We only have two
of course
hands
they don't
want to
give it to
and
us.
2 feet. We can't change the world. We're only people. We are only a small segment
well, I don't agree
of
with
society.
That.
Right. I agree with you that the government
change
should
many,
change
many
the way
things.
They do things. I agree with you that
they
we don't
me,
have
it they
up.
Told me an Akita couldn't be a guide dog. Look how wrong
right.
they were about that.
They don't acknowledge the guide dog as a guide dog, even though you say it's a guide dog, and they won't pay for your medical because they don't see it as a guide dog from guide dog school or pay for the food. So, and there are people that say that you
my
should
dog
have,
is
just
from a guide dog school.
Yes.
Okay, but you
yeah,
still have to pay for the food. You still have to pay for the food, and you still have to pay for the medical, which is an expense that you can't afford, and you're struggling. So you're damned if you do and damned if you don't with it, Frank. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
That's because there's no law to protect people.
Right. Yes, and I come to the realization, Frank, that there might never
be one. But
they
were wrong about the whole
during
thing.
Our lifetime.
I wouldn't say
I agree, but we're not going to make the world
enough,
perfect.
There might be so. I say if we fight hard enough, and we get other people involved.
Believe me, we try every day. We try every day. But remember that in the Bible, you know, there's more than Mary and Joseph. There's Jesus and everyone else that had important parts, too. And,
yes,
you know, we live in
anyway,
an
Anthony, I don't know what is your point? Do you believe that we're going to get rid of these nursing homes?
I come to the realization that during our lifetime, we may never, Frank. I come to the realization
All right, so that's your belief.
Right. And
so
I'm expressing that.
So everybody's entitled to their belief.
Right. Yes. I believe that it may not happen during our lifetime.
What's the point of all
and
this
we
talk?
Have to accept that. Because it's a discussion, and that's what we do on the show, is have a discussion.
A lot of people don't believe that we're going to get rid of the nursing homes. That doesn't matter.
I don't either. What do you mean it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter.
What doesn't matter? So then why do we do the show?
We
no,
do the show to get the message
opinion,
out there
but it doesn't
and to let people
that
know
people don't believe.
That these nursing homes are evil. You believe in evil,
guys,
Anthony?
Guys, no, I don't.
All right.
But I realize
then let's
I
get
don't
rid
have the power to change the world. I'm only one person. I don't have three hands.
I'm not
I only
to
have
save
two.
The world. I'm looking to get rid of to change certain things. Nobody can save the world.
Right, but I realize that our things that we want to have done according to our philosophy and our beliefs may not be done during our lifetime, Frank.
And well, nobody knows what's going to be done during our lifetime. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
But it doesn't seem, the way things are going, Frank, it doesn't seem that a damn thing has changed.
Well, you
and
can believe
you
that
truth.
If you want. I don't.
I do believe that.
I don't believe it. I think things have changed and have improved a lot within a site.
What has changed? We do the best
we
can.
We have other things that actually have gotten done. Like, I'll give you an example that has changed. First of all, we got Mary out. I know my mom didn't quite make it to that
people
line, but
we've offered to people that they can call and we'll get them out. And we'll badger the hell out of the nursing homes so they won't put them back in. Who else does that? Nobody.
Right. Only us.
Nobody
and
does that. There's an accomplishment right there.
We can't help everybody in the world because we would be dead ourselves before everybody.
We're not
everybody
looking to help everybody
in
the world. We're looking to get rid
of
nursing homes.
We're the only one willing to do it, and look how many people need help.
Yes,
it doesn't matter how many people
instead
you
of
help,
people
as long
spinning
as you're doing
their wheels
it.
And getting scared of
how many
what
people
is going
have the agency
on,
help with the money they have.
You're over talking each other, and I can't understand you, so I can respond to it.
Wow.
Anyway, we've got to get off the air. Thank you for the call, Anthony.
You're welcome. Take care,
Anthony. It's been wonderful, really.
Always.
Well,
all right. Inner Sight.
Yes.
Thank you.
And
bye bye.
Tomorrow night's show, how the politicians create disability.
Oh, yeah.
And
make
it worse
too. Yeah.
Tomorrow night. Friday night's the funnies.
60 seconds. Well, good night, everyone.
What?
It's been a very sparky evening here on Inner Sight, right?
Well, people are frustrated, man.
Very frustrated.
That.
Yeah.
They're frustrated.
I know I am.
You know, some people are frustrated. They go out and they do what I do. Some people are frustrated and they sit and all they do is talk about it.
Yeah.
You know?
I cry sometimes.
I mean, We need more disabled people to go out, in my opinion, more disabled people to go out and say, hey, I don't want to go to a nursing home. They're wasting your tax money. Sign this petition. You know, if people would do that, it would help.
Yeah.
You know, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. But people don't do that. They sit around and talk, but they don't do anything. So
that's right. Well,
that's all right. If that's what they're about, that's all right.
Yeah.
But there should be more people out there and letting people know that we're not just here for ourselves.
We're
here to help you so your tax dollars are not wasted. See, there's a big part of the message.
Big part of the puzzle. Yep. All right. It's time.
Anyway, inner sight will prevail.
We will. I know that. I feel it.
All right. Goodbye, world. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Good night. And goodbye, world.